I appreciate the invitation to be here, and I was looking forward to this meeting, and I wasn't sure why Brother Garvin asked me to speak, and I had great reservations about that, so I know some of you are greatly disappointed this morning, and I apologize, and if you need to get up and leave, well, that's all right. I will not be offended. I don't know a number of you anyway, so it just won't hurt a thing, all right? Turn with me this morning to the book of Acts and look with me at just one verse in the book of Acts. I have been privileged to pastor Eastern Avenue Baptist Church in St. Cloud. And if you don't know where that's at, if you know where Mickey Mouse lives down there, why, we're about 15 miles from that, straight east. And so it's been a joy for the past 5 years to pastor that church and to preach the Word of God and to lead God's people. I share the burden that the brother had this morning. We started a Bible Institute nearly 3 years ago. We're coming up on our final semester of the Bible Institute, and I thank God I've seen our people growing. We have a man that's in his 80s, and 4 years ago his wife went to be with the Lord, and I really did not know how this dear man would do following that, because they were just so close. And he came to me about a year ago and he said, "Preacher, I've finally done it." And I said, "Brother Preston, what did you do?" And he said, "I finally read through the entire Bible after all these years." He said, "My wife encouraged me. She was the spiritual one in our home. And when she died," he said, I began to get close to the Lord and began to read God's Word. And thank the Lord for the spiritual growth that we've seen. I praise the Lord for it. Look with me in Acts chapter 20 and verse 24. Acts chapter 20 and verse 24. "But none of these things move me. Neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy, and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus, to testify the gospel of the grace of God." I've learned a few things over the years. I've learned, first of all, how little I know. I've come to the place where I've realized how much that I need to learn and what I lack in my life. But I've learned about this life that we live, that there are some things that will rob us of our joy and of our joy in the Lord, in serving the Lord. Sin certainly will rob us in our lives of our joy. It will flat take away your joy when you're not right with the Lord. Sin will steal your joy. The circumstances of life, if we let those circumstances, they'll steal our joy from us. Because there's a lot of things in this life that we face that we do not expect, and some things that blindside us, and some things that just blast us out of from our foundation almost, and the circumstances of life will steal away the joy that we have in this life. And I've learned too, there's some certain people that will try to steal your joy. I've got a couple that come to my mind in my church that seems like that's their ministry, is to steal the preacher's joy. And you can't let that happen. And Paul said these words, "that I might finish my course with joy." Now, I intend on finishing. I don't know how I'll finish. I don't know when I'll finish. I don't know where I'll finish. But I intend on finishing my course as a Christian and as a preacher, as a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. I intend to finish my course with joy, and I want to battle against those things. And preacher, I don't know how long I have up here, but you just wave at me when it's time, all right? And I'll take my watch off and lay it on the pulpit, and our folks know that doesn't mean a thing, all right? Actually, Sunday morning, we have a senior saints ministry. I restore old clocks, and I put a new heart in them, little quartz clocks. You know, I put it in an old case, and I give that away every month in our senior saints ministry. And so I had one up on the platform on Sunday, And we had a gospel singer, and I only had about 10 minutes to preach. And I preached on what time is it? And I said, "There's you can see what time it is." And I was able to finish only a half hour or so, too long. All right, so I don't even remember where I was now. But I intend to finish my course with joy. I want to finish. If we have to live this life, we need to live it with joy as a Christian, because certainly we have so much to rejoice about. I'm glad today. Aren't you glad that Jesus Christ is your Savior, that you're on your way to heaven? And I'm glad today to be here with God's people that have a heart for missions and care about getting the gospel to this world. And I want to do, as I serve the Lord, I want to finish the course with joy. Well, God was gracious to me. God was gracious that He saved me. And God was gracious that He put me in the ministry. And God's been good to me down through these years. He's been good to our family. And I'm thankful for what God's done. And I want to finish my life with joy. I want to serve the Lord with joy. Paul said that I might finish my course with joy. Well, there are some things that I have to do. First of all, I need to stay in the presence of God. In the presence of God. In my personal walk with the Lord, I need to stay in the presence of God. Oh, when I trusted Jesus Christ as my Savior, and I grew up in a Christian home. I grew up in a family that went to church. I was one of those kids that got drugged to church. Every time there was something going on, my dad was a music director in the church, and my dad was active in visitation. Everything that went on, he was always taking us to church. And I grew up there, but I was not saved. I went to Bible college, and I went through 4 years of Bible college, and I was not saved. But one day, in a Bible college chapel service, the Holy Spirit of God got a hold of my heart. Amen. Now, I tell you, brothers and sisters, I stand here today. I'll go to my grave believing that God said, "This is your last chance. This is your last chance. If you don't trust Christ today, you're going to die and burn for eternity in hell." And I'm not so naive to believe that there could be somebody here in this room today in the same situation. I know there are folks every Sunday come to my church that are in the same situation. I pray God will get a hold of their hearts. But when God got a hold of my heart that day, my life changed. The Bible says the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. And it just never sunk into me. But when God got a hold of my heart that day, I trusted Jesus. I was on my way to heaven. But you know, we can live on those mountaintop experiences for a little while. Then the realities of life set back in. The circumstances of life set back in. The joy will go away. And the psalmist said, "Restore unto me the joy of my salvation." That's my daily prayer. Oh God, restore unto me the joy of my salvation. Help me to live today looking to Jesus, staying close to God. I need to stay in the presence of God. And James chapter 4 and verse 8 makes that wonderful promise. Draw nigh unto God and He will draw nigh unto you. He'll draw near you. He'll live near you in your life. He'll be close to you in your life. We need to live in the presence of God. Oh, we need to serve in the power of God. Here in Acts chapter 20 and verse 17, Paul said, "And from Miletus he sent to Ephesus and called the elders of the church. And when they were come to him, he said unto them, ye know from the first day that I came into Asia, after what manner I have been with you at all seasons, serving the Lord with all humility of mind and with many tears and temptations, which befell me by the lying in wait of the Jews, and how I kept back nothing that was profitable unto you, but have showed you and have taught you publicly from house to house, testifying both to the Jews and to the Greeks, repentance toward God and faith toward Jesus Christ. And now, behold, I go bound in the Spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me there." You and I don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. We don't know what circumstances lie ahead in our lives. But as we go in this life, as we serve the Lord Jesus Christ, we can serve in the power of God, because God gives us that great opportunity. God has given us the Holy Spirit that lives within us. And Paul said, I go bound in the Spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the things that befall me there, save that the Holy Ghost witnesseth in every city. The Holy Ghost witnesseth in every city. My service for the Lord Jesus Christ means absolutely nothing if I do it on my own. Right. Brother Garvin came and asked me to speak this morning. He said, are you ready to speak? No, I wasn't ready to speak tomorrow, brother. But I said, Lord, I sat right there by my wife and said, Lord, will you help me to be a blessing today? Will you fill me with your Spirit and just help me to be a blessing to someone else? There is nothing that we do in this life that's worthwhile without the power of the Holy Spirit of God. Serve in the power of God. Seek His power. Ask Him for His power. He said, ask and you shall receive. Call unto me, and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Oh, I get ready every Sunday to preach the Word of God, and I go in the office and I cry out to God and say, God, will you fill me with your power? Fill me with your Spirit, Lord. Help me, because I'm unworthy, and I'm what I have to say, it's not worth anything without you. And may God help us. May God help each and every one of us to serve in the power of God. Paul said, none of these things move me. Neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy. Paul certainly finished his course faithfully for the Lord Jesus Christ. He was a great example for us. I think of this man. I think of him as he went about trying to put Christians to death and putting them in prison and persecuting the church. And what a wonderful, wonderful testimony of the change that God can bring in a life. What greater testimony than that of a man named Saul who began to preach the Word of God. And he was so changed that even his name was changed. And he preached God's word faithfully, and he finished the course with joy. You and I still go to the words that God chose for him to write, that God inspired him. We still go to those words for our encouragement today. He finished his course with joy. And I would say today, if I'm going to finish my course with joy, then I need to secure my life in the precious word of God. Look at verse 28. Well, let's look at 27. It says, for I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God. Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves and to all the flock over which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood. Oh, we have to stay in the Word of God if we're going to feed the church of God. We have to get in God's Word and live in God's Word and make it the book of our lives. We need to secure ourselves in the precious Word of God. The psalmist said, thy Word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against God. We try to teach our boys and girls in our churches the Word of God, the precious Word of God. I try to get our folks to love the Word of God and to spend time in the Word of God. I try to get our folks to come to Sunday school to hear the teaching of God's Word. I try to get them to come back on Sunday night to hear the preaching of God's Word. And I try to get them back on Wednesday night to the children's ministry on Wednesday night and to the preaching on Wednesday night to hear the Word of God. But I better have something to give to them. I better have something to give to them. The Word of God says, grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We need to secure our lives in the precious Word of God. And I would say, if I'm going to finish my course with joy, then I need to stir up the passion that I have for God. I came today. We drove up here. And I certainly didn't come to preach. I came to hear preaching. I came to fellowship with God's people because I've spent time in my ministry to where I feel like I'm starving and I need to be fed. And I need the blessing of the fellowship of God's people. So I came just to stir up my passion for the Lord, to stir up my passion myself for the Word of God. We need to stir up our passion for God and for the work of God and for living our lives for God. Stirring up our passion comes from the reading of God's Word and the preaching of God's Word and the worship, our own personal worship of God, stirring up our passion for God. I want you to go with me to 1 Chronicles chapter 28. 1 Chronicles chapter 28. First Chronicles chapter 28. Look with me at verse 10. First Chronicles chapter 28 and verse 10. God's word says, "Take heed now, for the Lord hath chosen thee to build an house for the sanctuary. Be strong and do it." I'm not sure why God's chosen me. I'm glad He has. I thank God every day for the privilege of serving Him. But God's chosen me for a work. And God's chosen you for a work. And so God says these words, "Be strong and do it." Do it. Stir up that passion for whatever God's called you to do. Be strong and do it. Oh, there's so many people and there's so many circumstances that pull us away from the main thing, from what God's called us to do. And I would say, brothers and sisters, today, let's you and I be strong and do it. Let's do the work that God's called us to, because we're living in a dark world that's on its way to hell. And people are depending on you and I to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. Be strong and do it. Verse 20, "And David said to Solomon, his son, be strong and of good courage and do it. Fear not, neither be dismayed, for the Lord thy Lord God, even my God, will be with thee. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee until thou hast finished all the work up for the service of the house of the Lord." Be strong and do it. These simple words I heard so many times when I went through Bible college. Don't quit! Just about like that. Be strong and do it. Stay faithful to God. If I'm going to finish my course with joy, I need to stay faithful to God. I need to do the work that God's called me to do. I need to stir up the passion in my own heart to finish my course with joy.